California and sunshine. Or should I say, Florida and sunshine. And to thousands of women, I'm sure that it suggests fine fabrics and Lux Flakes. A letter from one of our listeners reminds me of a previous Monday night when I referred to Lux Flakes overseas as literally worth its weight in gold. She politely reminds me that when it comes to laundering precious fabrics, Lux is worth its weight in gold at home, too. And figuratively, at least, I'm sure she's right. Fine fabrics and Lux Flakes are most assuredly made for each other. Here's the first act of our play, starring Jimmy Stewart and Marcia Hunt as Johnny and Jane Mason. High in a New York skyscraper is the law firm of Doolittle, Doolittle, Smiley, and Hutch. Dignity is definitely the keynote of their impressive office. But on this spring morning, dignity is lacking in the extreme. For the whole staff is gathered in the reception room, each co-worker well supplied with rice and old shoes. Suddenly the door swings open and the office boy dashes in.
Hey, he's coming, Johnny Mason.
Do you see him?
Sure, I saw him. He's on the elevator.
Get the shoes ready. Sure. Where's my ride?
Quiet. Shh. Here he comes.
Hello, kids. Hey, what's everybody looking at?
A fine trick you pull on us, Johnny Mason.
What are you talking about?
Congratulations, Johnny! Congratulations!
Thanks. Now, wait a second. Wait a second, can't you? Wait a second. Guys, can't a fella get married? It isn't unusual, is it? Or is it?
Mason!
Just because a guy happens to go off...
Mason!
Oh, well, good morning, Judge Doolittle.
Come into my office.
Yes, sir. I was just on my way.
Never
to
mind.
See you.
Come in and close the door.
Yes, sir.
What was all that racket out there?
Well, they somehow found out that while I was up in
you
Boston...
You get the deposition in the case of Higgins against Higgins?
Yes, sir, here it is.
Let me see it. Go on. What about the uproar?
Well, after I got the deposition, I had a few hours to spare.
What kind of nonsense is this? This isn't the deposition.
It isn't?
No. It says, to the party of the first part, I love you, signed party of the second part.
Oh, that's the wrong paper. That's a note from Jane, my wife.
Your wife?
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I got married.
You got married?
It all happened just as suddenly as that. I was walking on the common up in Boston, and she had a cinder in her eye.
What?
A cinder. A piece of cinder. And she stopped, and I stopped, and that's when I took the cinder out of her eye.
And that's when you married her?
That's right. Oh, I got the deposition first. That took 2 days.
I see. Pretty quick, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
I imagine Eunice will be rather surprised at this.
Your daughter? Oh, she can't be any more surprised than I am. Hey, Judge Doolittle, you know, when people get married, they usually go on a honeymoon.
Nonsense. Honeymoons are a waste of time.
Yes, sir. But you know how women are, and if it wouldn't inconvenience
you... How about Higgins against Higgins? It'll inconvenience them, won't it?
No, sir. That is, if you'll pardon me, I've arranged a continuance with the opposing counsel.
A continuance, eh? All right, Mason, take a week.
A week? Oh, well, I'm afraid I couldn't very well make it in a week. You see, we were going to Bermuda.
10 days, then.
Well, we were sort of hoping for a month.
A month? 4 weeks?
Yes, sir. You see, Jane's waiting out in the car for me, and I told her we could probably stay down there for a few
Now,
weeks.
See here, Mason. Higgins against Higgins is much more important than Bermuda. You'll see all that's necessary in 10 days. It's a very small island.
But, 10 days, Judge Doolittle.
10 days.
Well, go on, Johnny. Go on.
Oh, the boss was swell, Jane. I showed him your picture.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny.
Yeah. He was marvelous. I couldn't congratulate me enough.
Well, then you didn't have any trouble about the month off.
Oh, well, no. Not what you'd call trouble. The only thing is that...
Go on.
Well, I didn't exactly get a month.
Oh?
No, of course, if I'd insisted, I...
Darling, how long did you get?
Well, I compromised on 10 days.
10 days, Johnny?
Yeah, but now I have it all planned, darling. And the boat takes 2 days to get there and 2 days to get back. That's a whole 6 days.
A whole 6 days.
I know, darling, but old Granite Pussy just doesn't believe in honeymoons. It's not bad, though, you know. After all, it'll help with my mother.
What'll help with your mother?
Well, we won't have to leave her for such a long time.
Oh. When you phoned her this morning, what did she say?
Oh, she was fine.
You told her about me and getting married and all?
Well, I sort of broke the ice, yeah.
Johnny, how much ice did you break?
Well, I told her that while I was up in Boston, I ran into several people.
Didn't you tell her about me at all?
Well, I kind of thought it'd be fun to surprise her, you know. Surprise?
Johnny, I...